did. Why not?
And here we go, Motzei Shabbat Shkalim, right at the Mishnah of Lamed Tet. I hope you're not late. Go ahead.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Ve'elu yirakot she'adam yotzei b'hem yedei chovato v'pesah. We discussed which meaning should be used for matzah. Time to move on now to the morrow. What type of things can be used for morrow? Bechazeret. Now, chazeret is not to be confused with what they call chazeret in this country, which is horseradish.
Grain.
Grain. It has absolutely nothing to do with chazeret. It's a mistake about a mistake, as we'll see. It's unbelievable. Betamcha. Now, tamcha supposedly is grain. So that all the people that didn't have chazeret, which means lettuce, people didn't have a chazeret that was either edible or that it wasn't a chashash of terrible chashash of bugs and so on, would eat what they thought was tamcha, which everybody became convinced is chrein. So that, as you know, I'm sure, and plenty of people that you know actually take chrein, which isn't in the least bit mar, doesn't have any marirut in it at all. It's only harif, and that is a completely different taste than marirut, obviously, tastes. And they substituted chrein, which is probably not mor at all, mitzad adin, and made it the big choshev mor, which is just unbelievable. We'll see, there's many other reasons why you wouldn't be yotzei with horseradish. Because you can't be yotzei with roots. Last I heard, horseradish is always roots. So in order to get around that problem, say it's dafka roots that go up to the side, you can't be yotzei. But the main root is actually a continuation of the plant. It's unbelievable how this, the classic fashion. It's a big problem.
What do you use?
Chazera. I mean, real chazera. You know. The mitzvahs. We'll see. Chasa.
Bitter lettuce.
Yeah. Slightly bitter. Okay, so tamcha, it certainly does not appear to be anything that has to do with chrein. Did not exist, actually, here. It's a European plant. Charchavina. Now, charchavina, that's interesting, and I brought you along a picture of what appears to be charchavina, and you'll all recognize it, because it's actually rather common. Here is your charchavina, according to the most reasonable. You see this all over the place. What it's called, they only have in English, it's called eringo, not to be confused with oregano. Eringo. It grows, to the point where it becomes inedible, with the big purple flower, hard bristle. But early on, the beginning of its growth, it's soft with edible leaves. And that is a suggestion that that's charchavina. And then we have olshin. Now, olshin is two types of olshin, as we'll see. One olshin that we see all over the place is the olshin, which is wild chicory. It grows all over the place in every single field. You see those little blue leaves? The plant with the big, blue flower on top. This, I'm sure you'll recognize if you look at the picture. So it's chicory, basically. And then there's the other olshim, which is called chicory. This is called the wild chicory. This is, I don't know why, they're both wild. But this is also very common. It's a regular olish. One is called olish sadeh, one is called olish gina in the Gemara. It's that horrible weed that grows all over the place that has those yellow, it's long, it has those little yellow flowers on top, these things. So that, again, in the beginning of it's very, very prickly after it gets hard. The leaves are prickly, but apparently it's tasty as a salad. And moror. Moror itself, what exactly is moror? There is still today a plant that the Arabs called marur, which is probably the plant that he suggests over here. which is also, you'll notice, another weed. Also, this grows in everybody's flower pots. And this is called, this is called sanctus in English. So, see those all over, those hard roots. Also, becomes very sticky and so on. Okay, whatever. They're not the kind of plants that we usually get. When the Gemara is going to come out, that chazeret is be'etzem the mitzvah, mi'ikar hadin. It's the biggest chumrah is to eat lettuce, not to eat any of the other stuff.
What kind of lettuce did they have here? And certainly,
regular, long lettuce leaves, what they call Romanian lettuce. Okay, that's because we'll see when we get to the last parak how that happened. Okay, and Yodzim ben Bein Lachim Bein Yaveshim, you can use these, whether they're fresh or whether they're dry, we'll see what that means. Avalo, and here I get into this horrible problem of always getting into Kol Nidre. Kivushim velo shalukim velo mevushalim. I just can't get that out of my head.
As long as I Kol Nidre,
I've got a hard time every time I do Kol Nidre. I'm always thinking about this.
And now we're all thinking about it every Kol Nidre,
Okay, so you can't use them if they're kovush in vinegar or salt. Shaluk means they've been boiled for a long time, or mevushal, regular boiling. All of these various minimum mitzvah from the kezayit, all of these you could be yotze either with the kelach, which is the stalk, or the leaves. And it doesn't matter if it's demai, as we saw earlier, of course, this means the same thing that it meant the gavi matzah, demai. Because it's biyotva to be mafkir in the chosim, so it's roi for you, maaseh rishon shnitla trumato. Again, the chiddush being that you were noto the truma, only the trumat maaser, because you were levi, you were magdima b'shibolim, and therefore you're only chayav in one of the trumot, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, umaaseh sheni ve'egdish niftu, and then that you didn't pay the chomesh, and therefore the pidyon is chal anyway, and just coming to tell you the chomesh is not ma'akir. What are these things? Chazeret is chasa. Ocean is Hindavi. Some actually try to say that that's Endives, because it sounds like that. Tamcha, Omer Rabba Barbachana, is very helpful. It's called Tamtata. And Charchavina, Omer Shimon Lokish, it's Atzvata the Dikla, which is really strange. The Atzvata the Dikla, as Rashi says over here, is the sieve that goes around the deka, which is that ropey stuff. The problem is that's part of the tree. And we'll see later on, and many other Gemaras we saw on Shabbos and different sugyas, that it's definitely part of the tree. But later on, we're going to learn that things that are trees are not kosher for morer. We talked about it earlier in the Tosfos that wanted to know about the zayit. Okay, use the zayit for morer. So some say that there's a plant that grows around the base of a tree in a way that the sieve is subbing the deck, and that's what it's referring to. Ubi maror, what's the maror? Maror is merirta. And Tony Bar Kappora also had a list in Bar Kappora's collection of Braita. Elu yirakot shadam yatzeveim yedecho vatu v'pesach, bu'ulshin, which we saw. What was it called again? Chicory. Chicory, right? And tamcha, charchalin, charchavinin, chazirin, which are our chazeret. Reb Yudah Omer, Af Olshe Asade, the Olshe Gina, the Chazer Olshe. What? What are you talking about? It said that first in the Mishnah, didn't it? Olshe Gina, the Chazer. You said that. No, I mean Af Olshe Sade, the equivalent of Olshe Gina, the Chazer. In other words, even though it has a Shem Levi, generally we're makbid that has subspecies that hasn't been clearly defined. It's not called part of the min, and I identify. So we have to go through which species were actually divided at the time of Har Sinai. That's when we talk. Remember, we had this sugya about Azov. What is the Torah referring to when it says Azov? Does it include Azov Yavan? So basically, the Gemara came out that any min that had been so defined at the level that humanity was at the time of Kabbalat Torah, if it all was already described as a subspecies, wasn't included. Anything that was afterwards recognized as subspecies was included. So it's necessary for the Gemara to go through we would have thought that if it would have been a subspecies, maybe the Mishnah is being marked, but davka mashmalan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Av Asvas Vitura and Mario Roar. Rabbi Yossi, no, Asvas Vitura is one thing, they're different words, but the same thing. Mar is Yaruar, it's Mar Yaruar. Hello, mister. Tani Devei Shmuel, another list in the brightest that were by Shmuel, also had a list of Moror, Eliyahu Kosh Adam Yatzir Yanecha Vato Bepesa, Bechazeret, Bohushin, Betamcha, Charchavinin, Bechargininin, Ubahardufnin, so it says Hirduf, which would be oleander, which is problematic because it's poisonous. And some of the Rishonim point out we're not asked to commit suicide in order to become mitzvah more. some of these people who eat the chazeret, they look like they're committing suicide. But okay, so there's a question whether there's so many places where it's clear that Hardufni is seems to be oleander. It's very interesting. There's a Rav Kook who says that the Sabra is really Hardufni. It brings a lot of rayas that we call Sabra. It's what the Gemara is referring to as Hardufni. It's interesting. Yeah. Rabbi Yudaimer, Av Chazeret Yolin and Chazeret Galin are also considered to be chazeret. Kayotzebehet. Rabbi Eloi Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Af Ar Kabbalim. And I gotta tell you, I'm the only one who remembers hearing this from Rabbi Eliezer. Because chazarti al kol talmidav, bikashli chaver v'lamatzati. I asked everyone else in the shir, do you remember Rabbi Eliezer taught us? No, never. No. But the truth is, I mean, kishabati defend Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he said I was right. I mean, not that he had heard it from Rabbi Eliezer, but he said that it makes sense to include that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, look, it's basically, you could identify any bitter leaf with saraf. If when you cut it, has a milky substance that comes out of it, then it's mar. And Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, there's another sinin, kol shepanav machsifin. It doesn't have a deep green, it has like a more silvery look. So it isn't a very green vegetable. That's also bitter. Acherim omrim kol yerek mar yesh lo sraf upanam maksifin. It's certainly true that any bitter vegetable has sraf upanam maksifin. That doesn't necessarily mean the other way around. Nonetheless, omrim yochem divrei kulam. It seems everybody's agreed that between the two, if you have sraf upanav maksifin, then It would definitely need to have that in order to be a Yerek Mar. Otherwise, it's certainly a mistaken identification. Omer Ravuna Halacha Ke'achirim. It's interesting. We have the Achirim Omerim together with Sugi before Rabbi Meir. It's very interesting. Because this brings in Sota, that even though the Gemara says we're Mechana Rabbi Meir to be the Achirim, we had a few places where Rabbi Meir and Achirim. That's the Tosfos answers over there. The things that Rabbi Meir learned from Elisha ben Avuya, who was called Acher, and Rabbi Meir was his Talmud, are constantly called Acherim Omrim because of the Achers. It's very interesting. Whereas Rabbi Meir's own Shita remained Rabbi Meir. Ravina Ashkel Rav Acher Brei the Rava Dava Hamahader Amrita. Now, he found Rav Acher Brei the Rava was going for the plant called Morah. And it was difficult to find. I'm like, my dietech exactly. Why do you think you should look for moror? Because the maririn today? It's called moror because it's more bitter. So you think like it's a heater to find things that are more moror. A lot of people think that. The more bitter it is, the better it is. But the truth is the Mishnah clearly doesn't say that. The Mishnah, the chazeret's not. The Mishnah puts chazeret first. The implication is, this is the way most learn. The implication is that chazeret is the lechatchila way to do it. And the same thing, you take a look at the Tanit of Shmuel, also said chazeret, and Rav Oshia says beferish mitzvah bechazeret, and Rava pointed out that even the name of chazeret, which is called chasa, the reason we call chazeret chasa is its relationship to Mora. Why do we call it chasa? Because Pesach means Chas. The Lashon of the Targum, what's the word Pesach? that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chas al batenu, not that he jumped over batenu. So shechas hamokom rachas rachman ha'ilun. So clearly, I mean, that shows a fundamental relationship of lettuce to moror, not of moror to moror. So you'd be better off getting chazeret. There's a very interesting letter that from the Netziv that he wrote to his son, Reb Chaim Berlin. And he writes a very covetic to his son. You know, he speaks in the third person. But anyway, so he asks, I've heard vicious rumors about your Seder. That first of all, I've heard that you use these insane-sized gezeisim for mora. So that I don't understand. I mean, anybody who reads the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that the gezeit is a very small thing. I don't know, why would you be taking a lot? There's an inyan to be machmer about this? So that's his first thing. Then he says, I also heard the craziest thing, that you use horseradish. Why would you use horseradish when the Yikr Mitzvah is, I can't even be masik like a tzad for somebody to use horseradish. It's very interesting based on this Gemara, of course. Lemais, it's interesting that the Chazon Ish used horseradish. But some time that was the Chazon Ish's own problem because he paskin. That the only chasa that was kosher was chasa that had a little bit miri root in it. There's a lot of this, so he couldn't make up his mind about chasa. So. But others say that it was because he was very magbat on the bug problem. So he wouldn't use chasa, he was stuck with the chazeret. But again, I mean, there's a lot of problems with that horseradish business. A lot of problems. Besides the ones I mentioned, which is the identification of the species, is extremely dubious. All the Rishonim that talk about him, talk about other things completely. Nobody ever talks about anything that seems vaguely like horseradish. And besides the problem of it's being a root, and you can't be yotzi with a root, the other problem is that it's inedible. I know. The other problem is that it's inedible. It's literally, you can't eat plain horseradish. So the taina, okay, so that's why the minig is you rub the horseradish, you leave it open. But I mean, that's unbelievable. Because that means that you're trying, you'd need to do something in order to make it edible. Even, you want to hear how vite it goes, even putting it in water, which is kavush, you leave it 24 hours of water, so the halacha allows you to use horseradish that's kavush, because after all, it's still so bitter. Of course, the problem is it isn't bitter at all. It's only harif. Right? Very weird. Yeah.
When you rub it and you let it all out and it's no longer harif, it becomes like bitter.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it very sweet, actually.
Even after it's over?
I find horseradish basically sweet in terms of the sweet bitter. I mean, but I don't mind if I'm any bitter.
But Rabbi always has it.
Some of my kids like, I put it on my Seder plate.
Okay, you just scrape it for you.
I never eat it. I never eat it. I don't know, your memory is faulty. But Oriel, Sheffy liked eating, and Oriel hates horseradish. I mean, hates lettuce, so.
The vegetarian.
Why? Vegetarian wouldn't look at anything green.
In romaine.
Literally.
In romaine, like the heart of it is very bitter, and then you have no problem with bark. Like
that's
that.
Right.
Did Rabbi Shver eat the...
Does.
Baruch Hashem. Right.
He uses, horseradish. Of course.
But that was because nothing else was available.
Right, of course. In Europe, that's what they had. All right. Anyway, so here he told him. So I don't understand. So, and Reb Osher said mitzvah chazeret, Rava said chazeret is chasa, and Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer, Reb Yonatan took it a step further, that there's something about the nature of the chasa that is uniquely suited to the story of the Geula, because he said, Lama nimshilu mitzrayim kimoror, and this is only meaningful in terms of chasa, Ma maror ze shetchilato rach v'sofo kasher, av mitzrim tchilatan rakav v'sofan kasher. Some learn rach et kasher, and literally the plant becomes hardened. Others learn that in the Yerushalmi there's a lashon of that the taste becomes, in other words, it leaves over a taste that's kasher. It starts off really as matok, and it becomes mar. But in any event, I mean that whole metaphor is a metaphor of lettuce, certainly not a horseradish. So what are you doing? Amale Hadrabi, I already had charotah, please. Okay, I won't do it again. Amale Rivrachumila Abaye. Me mind I'm Moror Minyarik anyway. How do we know Moror is specifically something that grows? I mean, why can't it be, let's say, Mirirata the Kufia? Why can't it be the tongue of the Kufia fish, which is known to be a very bitter delicacy? Or some learn this is the gallbladder of an animal. But, I mean, it could be anything bitter, no? I mean, no. We learn it from matzah, because it compares matzah to Moror. Do you mean the matzah? Ma matzah gidulei karka? Av Moror gidulei karka. So then why can't it be hirduf, which is a tree? Do you mean the matzah? Ma matzah min zra'im. Av Moror min zra'im. Zra'im. Ve'ima harzifu. Again, harzifu is extremely bitter. It's also a poison. Again, do me the matzah. Ma matzah shenikachat because of maaser. Af moro shenikach because of maaser. By the way, some taina that this should be the reason why we wouldn't accept these plants. The same reason that we shouldn't accept certain plants as our lulav or esrog, because drachei darchei noah. So we ask about hirduf over there. So since it's a poison, that's not called drachei darchei noah. So how would we say the Torah commands us to eat moro that wouldn't be drachei darchei noah? That's mechala. Or it should fit right into that. It's Tosfos has this kasha. Since something is a sign, first of all, Moror is not a drabbanan. I mean, it's not a sad, but the what Moror is not a drabbanan.
What's the criteria of Marola?
Who?
What's the criteria of Marola to be compared to Matzah?
Right. Well,
because it says Matzah to Marim. Yeah. Al Matzah to Marim. So what's compared is Matzah and Moror. Yeah.
Is that a pasuk?
Huh?
A pasuk says that?
Yeah. Sure. Al Matzah to Marim Yochlu.
No, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there. It's there in a holy book. Omarle Rabba Barav Chani Labai. Maybe Maror means only one thing, like a Pre-Eitz Hadar. He said, no, what do you mean? How could it mean? It says Marorim. Marorim means different types. Well, Marorim means two. So maybe there's two things that can be used for Maror. Come up with this whole list. It's Dumi the Matzah. Ma Matzah Minin Arbe, because we compare it to the Pirshay Chibot. So we have all the Chameshet Minei Dagan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, even more. Av Maror Minin Arbe. Am Rabba Baravun, Am Rab, Yirakot Shamru Chachamim, Shadam Yatzei Be'imidecha, Vato Be'Pesach, Kulam Nizraim Baruga Achat. You can take all of these various species, and you can put them into a single garden patch. Because you don't have to worry about kilayim. The name of the let name is from kilayim. Mativ rava chazeret v'chazeret galim. Ulshin v'olshe soda. Krishin v'kreshe soda. Kuzbar v'kuzbar soda. Chardal v'chardal mitzri. Delata mitzri, which is a type what do you call it? Not a pumpkin. Squash. And a harmutza, which is like a bitter squash. Enam kilayim zebeze. Mashmaut over here is that each species and the sub. Chazert v'chazert galim, moshe moshe sod, and so on. Not all of them together. So in other words, are we not saying chazert v'chazert galim, but certainly not chazert and ulshin? According to you, you can put chazert and ulshin in one row. V'chitem v'kulabad adit ketonilo, maybe you'll tell me, no, it's not meant to be groupings of two. This Mishnah is just telling you all these species are not kilayim zebeze. It's not true. Because v'amarav zugot zugot ketani. The Mishnah means as groups. Chazert v'chazert galin, olshin olshin soda, krisha krisha soda. Certainly you can't mix krisha with olshin or with chazeret. So how do you say you could put it into one aruga? Ah, when he said Nizraim. My Nizraim, the amarav Nizraim kil chatan. Means you can plant them the way you're allowed to plant within an aruga, like those sugi we had back in Shabbos. You put one in the corner and one in the middle, and it worked out. You could fit in five different shittot, but you could fit in five. Kilchatan, I said, I need you to tell me that. That's a Pharisee Mishnah. Tanina, I mean, that's the Mishnah in Kilayim. Aruga, shishishal shishat vachim, zorim betocha chamisha zironin, alba abaruchot aruga, vachat bemtza. Understand what we're talking about. Here, I mean, I don't want to get into the circuit, but you remember how this works. We're looking, the main point over here is that, according to Tosfos, is that the actual, the problem is that it's six tefachim by six tefachim. If you need a merachak of three tefachim between each species, then the problem over here is, obviously, it's six by six. If you're planting the three species, you don't have three tefachim between them. Because the thing itself takes up space. So, I mean, this is basically, there's a number of approaches in Tosfos, which is reflected throughout the Masechta. Just to remind you, we talked about it back in Shabbos, which is either that the space includes the species, but more prominently is that the graphic design is of fundamental importance in Kilayim, which is why if you have a fence, even if you have unique on either side of the fence, you're still allowed to plant one right up against the other. So the point is, as long as a graphic shows that these things are separate, we're not mocked, but really on the unique. So that this is more of a graphical Indian rather than an actual unique. Okay, but in any event, I don't need you to tell me that I can take the different minim. I mean, it's an exercise of futility. Since it adds up to five, you could fit five into an aruga of six by six. Thank you very much. You can also count them on your one hand. What do we need you to tell me what you could do with a Mishnah? I already know the Mishnah. No, there's a Kiddush over here. Ma de tema hani milin bizroim. I might have thought, you know, it says over here, zor'im betocha chamisha zer'onim. Zer'onim may mean dafka zer'onim, not spreading vegetables that have leaves that spread out. So there's zer'onim, either literally zera like tvua, but more like the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos, there are some type of things in which the plant grows straight up. Okay, those things, that we call those things zeronim. We have one thing that comes up, and that's what you eat. When you're talking about a lettuce, and it just keeps spreading. Maybe you're a cook. The holding of aruga wasn't said, so he used this mimer of the morars to tell me, even you're a cook. That's all. Kamashma, what are you telling me that? A yurakot alima mizraim? What? There's more of a problem? You're saying that there's more of a problem on yurakot, that even yurakot can be mizraim. It's exactly the opposite. It says in the Mishnah, kol minei zraim ein zorim ba'aruga achat. Kol minei yurakot zorim ba'aruga achat. It's just the opposite. Well, so maybe that's the point. Maybe the point is ma'at tema, that moror is a type of zera, kamashman, that it's a type of vegetable. What? Zraim salkadayat? How could you possibly have thought that any of these were not vegetables? And the Mishnah says, Beferush, yirakot. Bar Kapar on his list said, Elu yirakot, excuse me. Tana Devei Shmuel in his list, yirakot. What are we saying? Okay, change my mind. But maybe the Chiddush is like this. Lettuce is a big Chiddush. Because Chazer Tzichel, Sakat HaChemin, all the Sofa Lakshot, lettuce becomes, as it becomes over mature, because it's very hard. And if it takes up a lot of space, maybe we should give it more space, and it's not enough to let it just have its own corner in the aruga. Look, there is precedent for such a thing. Because Lav Om Rav Yosef Reb Chanina, that when it comes to cabbage, that indeed kelach shokruv shuhuk shemachivin al beit rova, you need a big space, and you can only plant around the entire beit rova that you leave for the kruv. So alma kivin sofa lakshot yavina leirvachatvei. You see, that's something that ends up commanding over its area is initially given more space. Maybe okinam neitiv leirvachatvei by chazeret. It's not the same as kruv. So that's all the chiddush. The rest of it, you're right, isn't much of a chiddush. Now it says yotzim ben lachin ben yveshin om rechitzah lo shana lo bekelach. This is true when it says dried. That's only true about the stalk, because the stalk, even when it's dried, still maintains the taste. But you can't have dried leaves; they're nothing. If the alin, only if they're lach. But if the yavesh, then I have no taste left at all. Wait a second. But afterwards it says, Yotzim bein lach and bein yaveshin, and then it says separately, v'yotzim bekelach shalem. So obviously the lach and yavesh was not referring to the kelach. It must have been referring to the earlier stage when we were talking about the alim. So mechlal de reisha alim, So initially we're talking about the leaves, and we say the leaves could be dry, and then we say, and you could be yotzei with the stalks. So I could say the stalks would be the thing that's dry. We haven't even mentioned them yet. No, the pshat of the Mishnah is different. The Mishnah adds kelach as a pirush. In other words, you say bein lachin or bein yaveshin. What do I mean? V'yotzim bekelach shalayim only when they're yaveshin. That's the point. It was anyone need to mention it. A kelach. Okay. Mason. Yotzim behem u bekelach shalayim. Note. There, the leaves or the stalk bein lachin bein yaveshin. Now, this is mashma that the lachin yaveshin is going back on the leaves or the stalk. V'chachamim amrim lachin yotzim behem yaveshin ein yotzim behem. V'shavin sheyotzin behem kemushin, and everybody agrees that they can be a little kamush. How do you say?
Wilted.
Thank you. Exactly the word I was looking for. Huh? I was just wilting for that word. Avol. You're good. Avol lo kevushin. V'lo shalukin v'lo mavushalim. Klolo shel davar kol sheyesh bo tam maror yotzim bo v'kol sheyein bo tam maror ein yotzim bo. So over here it says that you're yotzei on the ale and on the kelach bin lach bin yaveshin. Tirguma kelach. We'll have to say that. It's a little bit of a stretch, but we'll have to say that. Inochinami yavesh certainly was not referring to the kelach. To the ale was only referring to the kelach part, even though I mentioned both. Tanur Rabbanan, ein yotzim behem kemushin, mishum Reb Elezer Rebbe Tzedek omru yotzim behem kemushin. So it turns out that the wilted is actually a machloket. Boy Rami Bar Chama, maush yetze adam yedei chovato b'moror shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Certainly, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a question, because hashtag matzah, you're right enough, b'moror the Rabbanan b'boy, he even holds there's no problem on the matzah. He holds there's no problem of the moshavot because of the fact that if it were tameh, you'd be able to eat it. Why would be there be a problem now to be yotzei on Morah
d'Rabbana? Why is Morah d'Rabbana?
Nowadays, Morah d'Rabbana.
Because we don't
have
the
Pesach. Yeah. And by matzah, we have a separate chiyav, as we'll see later, Be'erev Tochlu Matzot.
That's what I got confused before.
No, the species is identified with the rice. Obviously, yeah, the rabbanon are not expending it. So, Sakiti Boilo Chalibu the Rabbi Yossi, really, according to him, he held matzah, you're not yotzah. So maybe matzah, because matzah the rice, you're not nothing. Of a more of the rabbanon, you would be nothing. I mean, look, l'maisa, there's no din of moshavot when it comes to maisa, right? Doesn't say anything to fairish about more. So maybe Odilma called the Tekino Rabbanan came to your right to talk. Amar Rava, look, it's Mistavra, Matzah, Umar. I mean, the Torah puts them together. It doesn't make sense to say that we would have different qualities when it comes to the Matzah and to the Umar. So probably you wouldn't be Yotze, according to him, if you're not Yotze on the Matzah.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Ein Shorinet Amursan V'Tarnagolim. Now, of course, what we need to do is to feed our Tarnagolim. And the way that that's often done is by soaking the mursan, which still has ability to be mitchamet. It's the junk that comes, that's left over after you do the sifrei. It's husk. It's probably not that well defined. It's in terms of husk and bran. And that's why you find like a lot of discussion. So how exactly to identify it.
What exactly becomes common? The fact that it might be some chita in it?
No, apparently there's enough of the relationship to the chita. I don't know, but we're very makbid on it nowadays. And nowadays we don't hear the Mishnah says choltim, but lamaisa, the poultry farms today do not use any. As a matter of fact, according to Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't even give your birds water at the same time that you're feeding them their feed if you're using these kind of feeds. The mice nowadays have corn feeds and so on. They're not a problem. Well, naturally, the birds are very mocked, but on kidneys, it's not a problem. Aval choltin. You can be cholate. Again, it's today we're not known to be cholate, but cholate means you pour boiling hot water on it. Aisha lo tishret ha mursan shetolif biyadal merchatz. There's another. They used to use mursan like we use powder. You know, so it dries the skin off completely. But a woman should not take that along with her to put on her body. But after she's dried her skin, she can rub the mursan into her skin as a powder. And lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniach al makato. You also can't chew chitim, raw chitim. We saw earlier that this is a poultice, it's a good poultice. You can't use it, because in the end they will be mitchametz from the saliva. Lamaisa, in cases where, of course, from here, this becomes now the beginning of the discussion of what to do for a chola who needs something with its elements of what do you do. And again, there's two questions over here. There's the hana'a. This is called shaloka derech hana'ato, we saw earlier. But of course, there's the other problem of ba'yirei ba'yirei ba'yirei. So the eitza ha'yeutza in this is to actually arrange with a non-Jewish pharmacy to provide you the medication, and you don't pay for it. You agree to pay later, but meanwhile you don't pay. So you don't have the kinyan on it. It really belongs to the guy. Send over by your rabbi, by your matzi. And then the hana that you're getting is shaloka derech hana'ato. Not to mention the fact that it was even the avamina that hana of an akum would be kosher. So that's the way to do it. We have all kinds of eitzes.
And people think it's hard to be Jewish, right?
Oh. Well, look, we've got one right here in the old city. It's great. Tana Rabbanan, Eilu Devarim She'en Bayim Lidei Chimutz. The following things are not going to become chometz. Something which is already afui, it's already been baked. You put that into water, it's not going to become chometz. And Mevushal, something that you're boiling up. And Chalut Shechalato Berotchim. If you made sure that the water was boiling hot at the time that you poured it over the grain, then it's not going to become chametz. My father Zatzal used to say because of this that all of the breakfast cereals are not chametz. Because they're all done Berotchim. No, the afuyim could really, those that are afuyim could be chametz because they may be. This means if it was afui, not as chametz. I mean, bread is also afui, remember. This is, but they, a lot of the breakfast cereals, the ones that are formed and so on, are formed in chalut.
Not the grain cereals.
Yeah, not the kind of good stuff that you, the healthy stuff. But, well, nowadays they actually have Cheerios in Pesach. They're made out of, I saw this, it's made out of potato. Potatoes are good.
Yeah,
they're
more like
fruit
actually.
Yeah. But, I mean, the real stuff is also, you know, tricks and all. It's not edible anyway. So. All right. And what do you mean when you say mevushal? I don't get it. Mevushal? I don't get it. You say chalut shechalta berotchim. So then the case of mevushal is that it wasn't chalut. So if it wasn't chalut, so then it, by the time it's boiled up, it's chametz. So then what do you mean? What's the middle thing over here? No, I mean, Amrif Papa means the afui, once it's if you the first part meant if it's baked and then you soak it in water, it's never going to become chametz. Or if you're mevashal it after you're ofe, it's never going to become chametz. That's the point. Now you have this separate thing about cholot being at the beginning, that you're a cholot
barot.
Oh, the issue of gebrach. This is where the whole issue of gebrach comes about. Let's talk about this. Omer of Papa, how we should be shlokam. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudaimer, kemach shen nafal letocho delef. So now there's water dripping into your kemach, a disaster. You go into your pantry, and all your kemach is wet. Oh, yeah. No problem. As long as it keeps dripping, the drip prevents it from becoming chametz. Omer of Papa, this is only if it's of a tip, lari tip, 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 tip. But if there's not, if there's time between one tip and the next, so it has to be dafka, not the Chinese water torture kind of thing. But it's, I mean, that's not, they're not sensitive to that apparently. So those microorganisms, they just keep going at it. But if you have tip after tip, then that'll stop it. Amre, the vei Rebbe.
Okay,
then it never becomes chametz.
More a drip than a constant drip.
A constant drip, yeah. Vatika. Now, vatika is a type of mix of kemach that they would make with various spices and dip in it. So that's mutter. What? Bryce says vatika is awesome. Depends how you make it. So if you make it with oil and salt, so then it's made perot. But other than the maya of the milk, you mix it with water, then it becomes chametz. Omer marzuta lo limcha inish kedera bekimcha da avishna. Now here we get straight to the kibrochs issue. What they would do is what we still do, we cream various things by adding. Nowadays, I think they add more. What do they add now to get a cream?
Cornstarch.
Cornstarch. But they used to add cornstarch instead of chita starch, you know. But what they would do is they would use kemach davshina. In other words, they would first do a roasting of the corn, and then they would mix it with the whatever it is, tafshil that they were making. So lolim chinish gedera.
Is this ground flour?
No, this is flour that has first been popped or put over klayot, like the omer. Then you make it into a flour. Now, the problem over here is that lichora, once it's been roasted, then it can't become chametz. Exactly. So, and yet it says over here, don't use it to thicken, to cream up a tafshil. Why? Dimala bashil shapir, because maybe it didn't do a good job at the roasting. And then it may be, now there may be a little bit of kemach that's left over. Ooh. Vatila dechimos. Of course, this is the gebrochs issue. Here we go. Right, so that everybody brings this.
It has a source.
No, the problem is that the Rishonim specifically point out that this is only where you did this to the chitim, not with the kemach. But once the kemach is cooked, there's no way it can be baladei chametz. So so what's the problem? You're afraid you left kemach in the matzah and you didn't mix it properly. So what? But you had to bake the matzahs, and if you bake the matzahs, then the kemach in the matzahs baked in the matzah.
And if it's not, then it's self-tongue. If you didn't bake it enough, then the whole thing.
Well, you say maybe it never got wet until now.
So that's dried, why.
So dried baked flour cannot become chametz. So what's the problem? Right. Famous mice of the, what was it, the Gerber? One of the big Hasidic rabbi. Sent his son to see whether there's any mucker somewhere in the world for the minhag gebracht. Right? So he came back, no mucker whatsoever. I can't even find a hint that there should be. Oh, says his father, you see how great this minhag is? Take a look, this minhag is so grand it can stand without the slightest legs. Very interesting. But anyway, this is mamish, this is it, this is the sukkah, this is our problem. Okay, so they say, you know, lemaisa used to be, it's very interesting, you see historically how it developed at the time. It was the beginning of the time where people apparently started to be makpid to do this 18-minute business. Because it used to be that as long as you're working the dough, you work the dough. So it's a typical chumra das, the dekula kind of business, right?
Well,
as long as you work the dough, you don't start counting. You only start counting when you finish the dough. So then comes this chumra that people started, To start from the beginning, the first moment that you put the water into the kema, and you have to count 18 minutes. So what happens because of that? There's no time to make the dough properly. Because you need a lot more than 10 minutes to sit there working on a dough to get these. This is a hard dough. So therefore, you end up with a lot of... So that you see the poskim of the time saying... And nowadays it's become the minhag that people are mocked. So now you often and do find completely raw kemach in the middle of your matzahs. Because now we don't do a good job on the gibbo. It's the same thing with the chumrah of making. Again, you know, it's so funny. You come as an Ashkenazi, you have all these chumras. Whereas you go to the Sfardim, they don't know from this. I mean, they didn't know from this till they became Ashkenazi. But the Taimanim don't know from this. And I'm telling you, I remember being so shocked the first time I saw a Taimani that was preparing for Pesach. And then I realized it's like so much better than everything that the Ashkenazim do. It's unbelievable. They make each matzah separately. Now you take some flour, take some water, you mix it. Then you got the pita in your hand. It hasn't had 1 second in which there could be any problem with you. You've been working on it the whole time. Goes directly from your hand, whomp, into the tanur. Take it down, you get this nice, delicious, soft pita. It's a pleasure to eat. Has no chashash of any kind. It didn't sit there on a stick waiting to be stuck into an oven. Didn't sit there on a table waiting to be, make sure you get all your chumras in it with the holes and so on. Take forever to make it and to roll it out because it has to be thin. Which is where all the problems come from.
That's why we put
wash your hands, you take the next one. That's all. Never the easiest thing in the world. No chashash, no problems.
Do they use a table?
No sticks, no table, no nothing at all. Complete and total kashrus without a single chumrah. It's wonderful, just wonderful. They have already. Anyway, so again, it's another one of these stories. Because we make, why can't we do the dough properly? Because we make it so incredibly thick in order to get the hard matzahs. If you're not interested in a hard matzah, you don't have to make the dough so absurdly. I mean, anybody who's tried to mix the dough the way we do it, it's really, really tough. You know, sit there killing yourself. But even the big heavy rolling things are like really, really difficult to do.
It's very little water for a lot of flour.
Almost no water at all, yeah. It's hard as could be. It's real powerful work.
Why don't we use enough water?
Because then it'll come out soft, and you won't have the rikiki, and you'll have to have like a thick matzah. So every one of these chumras has caused tremendous coolers. So it's really strange. Okay, time for our quick chazar. Eilu yirakot yaram yotzei b'miyadei chavat v'pesach v'chazer b'tam v'chachar chavina b'hoshin v'moro yotzeim b'min lachim b'min yaveishin avalo kvushim lo shalukim lo mevusholim u'mitztarfim l'kizayim yotzeim mekelach shalahem u'bidmai b'maisa rishinit ha'trumato b'maisa sheni v'egi sheni v'du chazeret chasa u'shinin d'vitam b'chom ha'rabba b'abar chanatam chatashma charchavina amrim shimim lo kishatzvat ha'dikla u'bimoro merirot Tani bar kapore lira kocha dam yatsi be midei chavat ba pesach ba ushim etam ba bachar chalim ba charchavin eno ba chazirin. Rabbi Yehuda omer af ol shei sade ve ol shei gina ba chazeret. Ol shei gina ba chazeret. Atan ole reisha. Hachi komer af ol shei sade ke ol shei gina ba chazeret. Rabbi Meir omer af avaz vetur umar yaruar. Amale Rabbi Yossi as vetur echadu mar zeho yaruar. Tani ve shmuel lila yura kocha dam yatsi be midei chavat ba pesach. Bechazeret ba'oshin etam b'chachar chavina b'chachar ginyon v'aradufnin. Rabbi Yehuda omer av chazeret yolin v'chazeret galin. Kayotzi ben. Rabbi Eloi omer mishumer v'yazar av karkevalin v'chazeret akok. Tamidav li bikashi li chaver v'la matzati. Ki shabati v'n Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov oda li dvorai. Rabbi Yehuda omer koshi yesh lo saraf. Rabbi Yochan omer rokan koshi b'na makzifim. Acherim komrim kol yerek mar yesh lo saraf v'na makzifim. Omer Rabbi Yochan midi b'kulon yomad merek yerek mar yesh lo saraf v'na makzifim. Omrivuna loko kyachirim. Ravina ashkechel ravach, a brave robot, I'm a madam, and read, I'm like, my dad's. The maririn tvei. ha-chazeret nan, v'tona d'vei shmo ha-chazeret, v'yom reboshe mitzvah b'chazeret, v'om ha-rova mai chazeret chasa, mai chasa de chasa ha-chamon iluyen, v'yom reb shmo b'nach b'ni yom reb yonatan, lama nim shlo mitzvim k'moror, lomar lacha ma, moror zeh sh'tchilat ha-rak v'sofo kashe, av mitzvim tchilat ha-raka v'sofan kashe, omer, okay, hadribi, omer, reb chumil ha-baymi, mai da'ay moror min yereku, emi rat to the kufya, to min ha-matzah, ma ha-matzah g'dule karka, av moror g'dule karka, Vayma hirduf to minamatza mamata binzraim avmoror minzraim vayma harzifo to minamatza mamata shenikach nikacha because maser avmoror shenikach because maser omele rabba baruchonin labaye ema moror chad mororim k'tiv okay fine ema mororim shrei to minamatza mamata minim harbe avmoror minin harbe Omar Rabba Baravun Omar Rabbi Rakocham Rakham Shadam Yotzibim Lechavato Pesach Kulam Nizraim Baruga Achat. Remember the letter of Mishum Kilai, Mativ Rabba Chazer Chazer Galim, Ol Shemoshe Sada, Krishu Keshe Sada, Kuzbekuz Besada, Chadav Chadam Mitzri, Delatar Mitzvah Mutza, Enem Kalaim Bezeh Bezeh Zadavke Chazer Chazer Galinin, but Chazer Vyoshin Lo, Vechitem Kulabadi Adori Katani Lo, Omar Rab, no, the Mishnah is Zugot Katani. Oh, he meant Nizroyan, Omar Rav, Nizroyan, Keilkatan. Keilkatan, what do I need Rav for that for? Zanina, Aruga, Shishishal, Shishakwam, Zorabitoka, Mishzoronim. Arbal, Arbal, Rukota, Aruga, Avachat, Bemtza. Well, now the man in the Mizroyan, I'll be Rakot, Lo, Kamashman. What are you talking about? That you're Rakot, Zalima, Mizroyan, just the opposite. Hatzan, Komine, Zorim, Ain, Zorim, Barugachat. Komine, Yerakot, Zorim, Barugachat. Whoops. And the man, the Tame, Hanimor, Minzroyan, Nino, Kamashman. Zrain, Sagadaita, Tanan Yirakot, Tani Bakapar Yirakot, Tani Veshmu Yirakot. Where do you get this idea from? Okay, Chazeret is Chikhala. Sagadaita, Kaminoid of the Several Actions, Native Rova Hatve, Love, Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, Kelak Shakrub Shuk, Shabakimino Beit Rova, Amma Kimino Several Actions, the Aminu Rova Hatve, Akinami, Native Rova Hatve, Kamashman. Yotzin Ben, Ben Lachin, Ben Yavishin, Amra Fisal, Shanel, the Kelak of the Balin, Dafka Lachin Yavishim Law. No. Pirushikom afarish. Ki katani ben lachim ben yaveshin. Only on kelach. Meitve. Yotzimem kelach shalom ben lachim ben yaveshin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Vechachom imamim lachim yatzim ben yaveshin. Men yotzimem. Veshavim sheyotzim kemushim. Avelo kfushim. Velo shulkin. Velo mevushalim. Klolo kol shal davar. Kol davar shish bo tamaror. Yotzim bo. Kol shein bo tamaror. En yotzim bo. So you have to say Taguma Kelach. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yotzim Bem Kemushim Lishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzadok Omer Yotzim Bem Kemushim. Boy Rami Bar Chama, Mal Shiitzi Adam Yidei Chavato Bemoror Shel Maaser Shini Birushalayim Alib Rabbi Akiva Lo Dibay Lacha Mehashu Bematzah Be Right in Nothing. Obviously more the Rabbanan Mi Boy Ki Dibay Lacha Alib Rabbi Yosef Glili Mai Bematzah Be Right with No Nothing Alba More the Rabbanan Nothing Odil Makot Tekin Rabbanan Ken Be Right to Talk. Omar Rava Mistavram Matza Umaror. Ein Shalin the Murson Tanaganam of Chotip. Aisha, but the Shatta Murson Shtok Beyad America, Tavashofi, Soraya Vech, Loyalos, Saddam Chitimini, Hamakatomi, then Shemakwitzot. Ton Rabban and Elon Varmshin by Midechimut, Safuil, Amuvushal, the Haluchel Toberotrim, Buvushal, Adamavashalem Hamea. Omer of Papa, I mean, Afui, Shabishlokama. Tani reviews the review that I mean. Maybe we should have done a little bit more, right?